Hello and welcome to the Consumer Goods Forum End-to-End Value Chain podcast. My name is Joelle Mbuya Leclerc and I work in the communications team. In this podcast series, we'll be hearing industry insights from experts working towards collaborative solutions that benefit the entire value chain. Today, we have the absolute pleasure of hearing from Dane Pasty, joining us all the way from Boston. And Dane is the Vice President of Rising's Consumers Industry Division. And Dane today will be chatting to us all about emerging trends and the intelligent enterprise. Good morning, Dane. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Hello, Joelle. Thank you for having me. I'm really excited to speak with you today.
Great, Dane. So let's just jump right into it. We would love to hear a bit more about yourself, Dane. So can you introduce yourself and let us know what you work on?
Absolutely. So my name is Dane Pasky. I'm the Vice President at Rising Consumer Industries. And I've actually spent the last, really 30 plus years in the industry itself. So I started in the consumer products industry at Gillette and Procter & Gamble, and did a lot of work around sales, marketing, and operations. And over the last 6 years, I've been in the IT area. I worked for IBM in a global role around artificial intelligence, digital transformation, industry solutions, and did a lot of consulting work before I joined Rising in 2019.
Great. Thank you very much. That's a very, very interesting profile that you've got. So we're looking very forward to hearing more about your expertise. So Dane, can you tell us, what are the three emerging trends in the consumer industry in your perspective?
Yes, great. So I thought we could spend some time on this podcast really talking about three that I think have really kind of come front and center over the last couple months in the consumer industry. I call them B2C in 2 hours or less. The second is the circular economy. And then the third industry trend I want to spend a little bit of time with, because it's probably the less well-known, is Industry 4.0 and how that's going to impact all of us.
Great.
So let me just start with the first trend, which is B2C in 2 hours or less, because I really think, and whether it's B2C or B2B, it doesn't really matter. I think what's important to know is that the old standard for great service when we used to do B2C in 2 days was really a big deal a few years ago. And, Amazon sort of pushed the envelope and got it to a point where you could order something and it would be delivered in 2 days or less. And now the benchmark has changed dramatically. The new benchmark in most of the U.S. markets is now 2 hours. And it's forcing customers to really change their processes so that they can process, pick, pack, and ship and deliver goods into neighborhoods and homes in really 120 minutes. And that's a massive change from where we were just, even a year or two ago. And that wouldn't be such a big deal if online grocery, for example, was still just 2% of sales. But the expectation is when you speed up delivery and you can get things to people in 2 hours or less, that, for example, in the U.S., online grocery may grow from 2% to 20% of the market by 2025. And that logistically is not easy. And I think what's most interesting to me is how different companies are starting to attack, this need. And if you take Whole Foods, and Amazon bought Whole Foods a couple years ago, and people were wondering, why did they do that? But now you start to see how that strategy is playing out, because Amazon is going to use Whole Foods, the stores that Whole Foods has. They're basically going to become warehouse centers for their online grocery business. And that model that they're moving from, which was centralized delivery centers for e-commerce, into this Whole Foods delivery method is a lot like what Instacart is doing today. 2 years ago or so, Target bought a same-day delivery company called Shipt. And that looks like a brilliant acquisition, given this two-hour delivery that is becoming the new norm in our industry. And then what I really think is interesting is, people like Walmart, who have, you know, almost 5,000 stores around the U.S., you know, they've got a different tactic in place, which is, hey, we'll charge you a little less if you come and pick up the stuff at one of our stores. And oh, by the way, the retrieval process using one of our new pickup towers should take 45 seconds or less. So the industry is really kind of adopting this two-hour strategy, but they're doing it all in different ways, each of which is a competitive advantage for each of the companies that are doing it. And I think, you know, on this B2C in 2 hours or less, the news that came out over the last month around Kroger's new test program, Kroger calls it Kroger Rush. And what Kroger Rush is offering to online consumers is a 30-minute delivery service for $5.95 US. And imagine that you can go online, because they have an app now with over 2,500 items to choose from. Imagine going online instead of going to a grocery store and saying, I can have this delivered to my house in 30 minutes or less for just $5.95. It's really incredible. And I think Kroger has set a new bar and a new standard that drives the, you know, the 2 hour mark to a whole new level. What it really means for us in this industry and in the value chain specifically is that we're in a world of real-time processing and shipping, where it's going to be a dramatically faster supply chain. Procurement requirements are going to change. The customer experience is going to be incredible, and it's going to require new technology. It's going to require a lot of new training and skills. And I think it's going to really fundamentally change the way we think of supply chain overall in the system.
Great.
The second big trend I think that's worth talking about, and really fascinating from my perspective, is this idea of the circular economy. And I didn't know what the circular economy was, you know, 2 or 3 years ago. And I was talking to one of my friends, Trevor Davis, and he said, this is going to be huge. Keep your eyes on this one. And Trevor was right. Trevor also contributes to podcasts for the Consumer Goods Forum. So he's fascinating if you get a chance to listen to him. But the circular economy, you know, has started to really raise up quickly in prominence. And there's three things I'll point out to you today that I think are fascinating. The first is Neiman Marcus, the upscale department store in the US. They've created a new division and a retail store concept called Fashion File. And what Fashion File does is it buys used luxury goods. It'll give you a price for your $300 or $500 handbag that you purchased 2 years ago, and you can use that credit in their stores to purchase something else. So that's one example of a circular economy. The second is that people like Unilever and Procter & Gamble are now moving some of their products into reusable packaging. So products and brands like Pantene shampoo, for example, you'll use the bottle of Pantene, you'll send it back, it'll get cleaned and refilled and used again. And really fascinating to think about what the implications are of that. And then the last one is Adidas or Adidas, depending on what part of the world you live in. You know, they've taken this whole problem of plastic waste in the oceans, and they're using it to their advantage because they've created a new line of sneakers that use this plastic from the ocean. They've built a whole new process on how to build these shoes. And not only, you know, have they sold a couple million pairs of these, but they're also offering to recycle them again after you use them. So this idea of use and reuse is really going to be a game changer for us in the value chain, in industry and the consumer industry as we go forward. And why is it big? Is this something that's really worth even paying attention to? The secondhand market is expected to reach $51 billion in sales over the next 5 years, up from $24 billion in 2018. It's growing 21 times faster than the current apparel channel is growing. And it's going to exceed the size of the fast fashion retail by 2028. And what's driving it are millennials and Gen Zs. They're the ones who really want this minimalist sort of, I want to be able to reuse products and I want to buy and sell on retail store sites. So a fascinating trend for all of us to understand. And I think, you know, from the industry side of view, what's really unbelievable is that, you know, this creates a two-way supply chain. It's not a one-way supply chain anymore where you ship it and it's gone and you'll never see it again. Now you're going to have to really work on thinking about, not only am I going to ship this out, but how am I going to track when it's going to come back, how it's going to impact my production facilities, how do I stay in stock, how do I build data interfaces along with that.
Great.
So let me just talk about a third one, which is probably the newest for most of us today, and it's this concept called Industry 4.0. And what is Industry 4.0? It's really a collective term that takes all the technologies and concepts of the value chain organization and then adds all these new cyber physical systems, the Internet of Things, edge technology, blockchain, all these things together are going to cause us to kind of move to a much more automated process. There's going to be a lot more data exchange that takes place. And it's going to involve, it's going to make our manufacturing capabilities change because these capabilities now exist. And there's a couple good examples of it out there today. I'm just going to start with using blockchain, one of those new technologies, because I think everybody's heard a lot about blockchain, but people don't realize kind of how it's starting to get integrated into our business and into our industry. You know, one example is Bumblebee Tuna has a natural blue, fair traded brand of ahi tuna steaks. And they can trace this product from the source all the way to the store shelf. So imagine the, you know, as consumers start to get used to technology that allows you to understand which farmer grew the product, whether it was a fisherman or it was an agricultural farm, being able to understand who that farmer is and know that you can follow it all the way through the supply chain is a really powerful tool. And then finally, there's Maersk, the international ocean freight company that many of us use today in the industry. You know, Maersk is using blockchain with their international shipments right now, not just to keep track of the containers that are moving around all over the world, but I think more importantly, how to speed up those containers when they get to the customs or the ports, because the paperwork is all digital, it's all electronic. So things can fly through customs today because all the paperwork is already there and all you have to do is press go, and product can move right from the ports of entry on the road and into your factories much quicker. And I think it's going to fundamentally change how we think of international freight as we go forward. So those are good examples of Industry 4.0 being used today and how they're going to impact us. So those are the three big trends that, you know, I think are top of mind for me: B2C in 2 hours or less, the circular economy, and Industry 4.0.
Great. Thank you very much, Dane, for all of those very interesting insights and for sharing all those examples. I mean, these trends really do sound very fascinating and game-changing, like you said. And this has been a really, really interesting topic. And I'm sure our listeners would love to reach out to you for more information if they'd like to take this discussion further. So where can people reach out to you for more?
Yeah, thanks. So I'm at Dane, D-A-N-E dot P-O-E-S-K-E at Rising, R-I-Z-I-N-G.com. So Rising is a collection of SAP services providers. And we bring both industry and technology expertise to help clients, you know, manage through some of these changes.
Super. Well, thank you very much again, Dane, for joining us today on our podcast. This has been really, really interesting. Thank you very much for sharing your insights.
You're welcome, and I look forward to hearing from everyone.
Great. And thank you very much to our listeners for tuning in to yet another episode of the End-to-End Value Chain podcast, and be sure to catch the next one. In the meantime, for more information about the End-to-End Value Chain Initiative, please visit www.tcgfvaluechain.com.